Joining me live in studio this morning is Superintendent Matt Erickson with Lincoln County School District Number 2. Good morning, Superintendent.
Good morning, Duke.
How's the summer going for you today?
You know, summer's awesome. Can't believe that a week from yesterday is August 1st and principals return. Their contracts start August 1st, so wow. 6 days, we're back and going.
Here it goes, huh? Well, we appreciate you taking some time, as always, to update us, and maybe just right out of the gate, give us a quick update here on the elementary additions and where things are at, because that's been ongoing this summer, those two projects.
Okay, so we're super excited that we've turned dirt and that we're started, but the truth of the matter is, due to the supply chain, we're already 3 weeks behind with Afton and Osmond's additions, but hopefully this fall we can make up a little bit of time, but... We have poured a little bit of concrete for the footings and whatnot, but at least we're up and going.
All right. Good enough. And still on track semi. I mean, 3 weeks behind, but still looking pretty good, I guess, other than that, right?
We anticipate that Osmond's addition will be done midwinter, but maybe with the supply chain, maybe we'll just plan on moving in to those three new classrooms a year from now. But we're optimistic that we can still occupy the 8 classroom addition at Afton prior to the 23-24 school year. So basically in a year.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio today from Lincoln County School District Number 2. Superintendent, election season and a couple open school board seats this year, correct?
Correct. So Duke, we have Area 2 and Area 5. And one of the at-large seats that will be open this fall. The at-large seat is currently held by Connie Day. Area 2 seat is currently held by Lanny Draney. And Area 5, due to the census, is the new area, which is basically Alpine and working south to Nordic Ranches. And that area is currently held by Tyler Brogue, but he does not reside in that area. So... filing period for the school board is August 10th through the 29th. And on August 10th, that's our school board, regular August school board meeting. And at the conclusion of that meeting, we're going to have a Q&A with anybody that is considering or would like to consider filing for school board or running for school board either this time or this fall or in the future. Just kind of give them a typical life of a or day of a school board member and what to anticipate and some of the software programs that they would be using, you know, board docs and different things. So
sure, I think it's a great idea. So that's August 10th, right after the school board meeting. And just obviously you want to be there in person, right? It's probably not something you could do on the live stream, so you want to actually go there and get a chance to ask the hard questions and what it's actually like.
Yeah, we're going to have some copies of our governance manuals that our school board members adhere to and just make a little presentation, and it'll be very informal. And again, trying to get people to play their cards, so to speak. If somebody's uncomfortable with it, they can come visit with me or visit with a board member, you know, one-on-one if they're more comfortable with that. But we hope that... we've got some people that are interested in running for the school board for the right reasons and because they love kids and you know, they bleed crimson and gold and orange and black. So
right. Well, and give us the filing dates again one more time, Superintendent.
I believe it's August 10th through 29th. And anybody that's interested can contact Mrs. Kleeman at the district office, and she'll have the paperwork, or they can go directly to the county.
Superintendent Matt Erickson from LCSD2 in studio today. Speaking of crimson and gold and black and orange, football camps and everything going on, the new turf is in at Braze Field.
Looks really sharp. You know, Warren Hicks and his guys did a phenomenal job getting everything in place, and then the company out of Colorado. It's a sharp, sharp looking field, and the lights are ready to go. Got new LED lights on Braves Field, and you know, I don't know if you noticed this morning, but there's a little crisper feel, at least when I changed pipes about 6 this morning.
Uh-huh. That,
yeah, we're not that far away from Friday Night Lights.
It's coming right up, isn't it? Coming right up. So with new lights, I guess no more halftime dance competitions when half the field goes out. Is that kind of the goal here?
That's the goal. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right, it was fun, but doesn't need to be repeated. Yeah. Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Superintendent, thanks for your time. Anything we missed?
I'd just like to also thank our year-round employees, our custodians are working their guts out right now, deep cleaning all of the buildings, and our maintenance guys are going basically around the clock, our mechanics, getting our bus fleet, working through all of their tickets, and you know, our year-round employees do an amazing job. And then at the administrative and secretary level, the ladies and JC and Ryan and others, I mean, the majority of our reports to the state are due by the end of July. So I know, like Mrs. Kleeman, she spent hours and hours and hours on reports in the last 6 weeks. Brandy with payroll, and JC and Ryan with transportation. So just very much appreciate all the work that's going on that the public doesn't see. They think that school's out. Well, it is for students, but sure. There's a lot of things going on.
So. Absolutely.
And then teachers will be back with us on August 15th. So we're basically a couple weeks out. So coming here
right
we go.
Up. Well, by the next time you and I talk live in studio, we'll probably be, it'll be close, if not already started.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Superintendent Matt Erickson, it's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.